今天是领圣餐吗？
我不知道，哎呀，
上面是写你。
OK，
Are you ready？
也没有什么 ready，
OK，我很好。
你要不要？你不要？要不要主席？啊，好试试看吧，我以这个英语你能够咋学出有没有试过？
没有试过，我要有个投影机。
好，就是 PowerPoint 就可以了。所以这个，因为现在每个教会都这样来做，意思说讲台一讲，用 PowerPoint。
我知道那个 PowerPoint 要。
分析是吧？所以
要从那里的 PowerPoint 再行。
那边我看一个，因为现在我看很多教会，主任他也是这样做，因为是讲英文就中文原因。
所以我要 set up 从那里 set up，我不知道那里有没有那个Microsoft 360的
试试
要因为设计
试试看，
他的时候的设备。
因为同学是很准，反思能力非常
到我们教会的时候就简单的，我们可以加什么东西去？
我猜是应该有，他们是新的话说。
梁姐你好，梁姐你好。
哦，欢迎，
啊
你好。
你就是你说这个，你看看坐飞机。
有时候你到现在已经是12月了，再过一个月就2025。有时候，我记得我有时候都觉得 year 2000还是在 future，过那个已经过了 25 years，现在变成 year 2000，我说 year 2000还是没有来到你的感觉。那个已经过了25年了。很多时候，你到我们来到教会以前来，如果不是那这样，杜传道要讲，今天是那个灵性上的警觉， 很多时候 we don't remember, 我忘记我们自己都有一个灵魂。We have a spiritual component, 我们是一个有灵魂的人。另外一件事情就是上帝的圣灵也一直跟我们在一起啊。The Spirit of God is always with us. 都住坐在我们中间。本来我最近那个回忆诗歌，我要选一首很久以前没有听，很久以前听过叫做 Never Alone， 永不孤单。但是我知道很多人都没有唱过，所以我还是选一首大家比较熟的诗歌。但是我们真的活在这个世界上，我们不只要照顾我们的灵魂，我们更还要提醒我们自己，上帝的圣灵跟我们这些人跟世界上的人不一样。上帝的圣灵是一直在带领我们，与我们同在。所以我们来这里时候更提醒我们自己是属于他的人，我们来这里敬拜他，更多的认识他。让我们去做一个祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，我们再次感谢你，聚集我们在这个地方来敬拜你，是吧？我们知道我们在是属于你的人，我们是特别的一群人，所以你所挑选的人，因为我们可以知道你，我们可以顺服在你的圣灵带领你，是吧？求主再次预备我们的心，让我们今天下午能够来敬拜你，能够听到你的话语，让我们能够做讨你喜悦的儿女。主啊，我们也为教会每一个人祷告，求主让每一个来到这个地方的人都能够得到您的祝福，更多的认识你。我们这样祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。我就把那个诗歌卢先生，我就把时间交给你。
感谢主，今天又是一个新的主日，我们又一起，大家一起来到神的殿中来敬拜他，因为他是配得我们敬拜的。我们当有气息的时候，都要来敬拜他，都要来赞美他，因为当我们在地上生活走得忙碌的时候，啊，知道只有来到他面前来安息在他里面的时候，我们来大声的说，我们要赞美他。那我们一起起来，起身来唱，主赐福如春雨。
恩典的主，在此刻我们献上感恩，特别在这感恩的季节，我们愿意将我的心献上给你，因为都是你的恩典使我们能站在这里来敬拜你，都是你的恩典使我们可以在我们人生中有我们知道，只要你是我们的目标，只要跟随着你就得着一切，一切的丰富都在主耶稣基督里。谢谢你，谢谢你，你更教导我们怎样在地上生活，能够在灵里与你相交，使我们可以与你更美好的关系。献上感恩，在这样的感恩季节，我们献上感谢，谢谢你。那我们一起来歌唱这一首，灵里生活，献上感谢，谢谢主耶稣的引导，这样的祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。 我们一起来唱这首《邻里生活》，让我们知道在地上虽然繁忙的生活，但是在里面，在安息在主耶稣里面的时候，我们可以轻松的在生活里面得到他给我们丰盛。献上感谢，谢谢主。 OK。三千头，今天我身在天上，我知道真心是真的。谢谢主，好，谢谢青少年诗歌。OK， 谢谢大家，可以坐下。好，谢谢。
让我们大家一起读来，一起来读经这个礼拜的特选经文。只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。约翰福音16:13 But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. In John 16:13. 我们很高兴今天陆传道在我们中间证道。我们今天的经文我们一起读。OK。马太福音12:43-45，五鬼离了人身，就在无水之地过来过去，寻求安歇之处，却寻不着。于是说，我要回到我所出来的房里去。到了，就看见里面空，打扫干净，修饰好了，便去另带了七个比自己更邪恶的鬼来，进去住在那里。那人末后的情况比先前更不好了，这邪恶的时代也是如此。Is it English? Okay, let's read. When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through every place, seeking rest, and does not find it. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation. 我们经文就读到这个地方，我们就请陆传道正道，我帮他翻译。好，
各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Good afternoon, everybody.
很高兴我们今天的敬拜，年轻人跟我们一起敬拜。
I'm glad that everybody can worship together today.
因为这种敬拜的形式可能是相当的美好的。
Because this is a better arrangement.
晚上吃饭的时候，你们可以一家人可以谈谈今天所听到的信息。
So that all you can talk about what we discuss today.
也可以讨论一下，嘿，有些跟你自己想法不一样的，那怎么去解决它
？Maybe you can have a different opinion of what you heard.
那我们在团契小组里面也可以来讨论这些所听到的信息。
This is same thing with a small group. Afterward, you can discuss what we talk about.
今天我们分享的题目是灵性上的警觉。
Today I want to share with you spiritual vigilance.
灵性的意思我们先了解一下。
Spiritual, what does that mean?
表示说你跟神有一个关系之后。
No, after you have a relationship with God.
神的想法跟我们的想法有点不一样。
God's thought may not be our thought.
因此灵性就代表你听到神的话与神关系建立之后，哎，有什么感受？
That means spiritually, how do you understand what God's thought is?
甚至于可以说，灵性就是跟神关系的一种境界。
Spiritual is your relationship with God.
那当然，警觉我们都知道。
To be vigilant, you all know what I mean.
当你看到一些危险信号，那你怎么样去调整它
？When you see danger, you want to be vigilant.
那什么叫危险信号呢
？So what are some of the danger signs?
就像我们的婴孩，我们的孩子出生以后
，just like a baby when he was born,
他可能对某些细菌或者是病菌是没有抵抗力的。
He might be very susceptible to certain kind of germ.
所以小儿科医生就帮他说，哦，你要打这种抗生素预防针。
That's why very often the doctor get them immunity shot.
在什么时候应该吃什么药？
That they have to take certain immunity medications.
让刚刚生的婴孩，哎，有抵抗力了。
So that the newborn can develop resistance.
所以有医生告诉你，哦，什么时候要打什么针。
That's why the doctor will tell you certain shot you have to do at certain different age.
或者有什么现象，你应该是吃什么药来调整。
And also when there is certain symptom, you have to take certain medications.
那灵性上的警觉有这个意思。
Spiritual vigilance, that is what it means.
当你跟神的关系感觉到有什么需要预防的，你要开始注意。
You want to be aware of your spiritual relationship with God.
或者有的时候你说，哎，为什么我跟神的关系有一点差错？
Sometimes you might feel there's something not right between my relationship to God.
那怎么去调整？
How can we adjust our spiritual life?
所以今天我们就用灵性上的警觉，我们来彼此来思想一下。
Let's talk about what we should be aware of spiritually.
这个是 remote control 的警觉有了啊。刚刚读的经文你们大概读了一遍啊，我们再读一遍好不好？
Let's read that scripture one more time together.
这是说马太福音十二章四十三到四十五节。
五鬼离了人身，就在无水之地滴过来过去，寻求安歇之处，却寻不着。于是说：“我要回到我出来的房去，到那空间安全打扫干净，装饰好了。”七个比自己更恶的鬼来，都进住在那里。那人后来的比以前更不好了。
感谢神，我们先来做个祷告，然后我们就进入今天的信息。
Let's pray first.
亲爱的父神
，Dear Heavenly Father，
你的话语就是我们心中的欢喜快乐。
Your word is our joy.
你的话语也是我们的光和方向。
Your word is also our light and the direction for our life.
更是你的话语告诉了我们人生的意义。
Because your light will tell us the purpose for our existence.
也告诉我们人生的破口是什么。
You also tell us where the pitfall for us are.
求你今天来教导我们如何来预防这些危险信号。
Teach us so that we can grow spiritually.
让我们能够生命更丰盛。
So our life can become more abundant.
我们人生活得更有意义。
We can live according to your will.
这样祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
你们读了这几节经文，我不知道你的感想是什么。
What do you think of these verses we just read?
难道这个时代还要讲到鬼吗？
Are we still talking about evil spirit nowadays?
我们来思想一下。
Let's think about this verse.
其实这几节经文跟你我都有，每天都有关系的。
Because this verse concerns our everyday life.
圣经里面讲到鬼是一种心灵的一种状态。
Because the evil spirit is related to our hearts.
假如你心灵状态出了一些问题，
When we are, there's something go wrong with our heart spiritually.
你靠自己力量没办法解决的。
Very often our strength cannot overcome it.
或者是一次又一次的继续不断的会继续回来来干扰你。
And these will happen again and again to us.
圣经里面就特别用这种来形容一种心灵的状态。
This is how Bible describes a lot of people's spiritual conditions.
实际上是非常实际的。
These are very practical.
看到世上有很多人，他们居然不爱惜他们的生命。
We see many people in the world doesn't care or value their own life.
甚至于愿意自杀来解决他生活上的问题。
Some people in the to the degree that they kill themselves to resolve their problems.
表示说他们在生存的意义还不比他生命的宝贵。
Because there's no more meaning for them to live.
甚至于他们忧郁到一个地步，他为忧郁而忧郁。
They are so anxious that they are anxious about their anxiety.
就造成忧郁症。
That's why there's a lot of chronic anxiety.
所以像美国常常有一种所谓的忧郁症的训练。
So there is a therapy for anxiety.
Yeah. 他们用个名词叫做 first aid.
First aid for anxiety.
来解决忧郁症的问题。
To solve the problem of anxiety.
这种心理的问题常常是灵性上的一种错乱。
These mental problems very often are related to our spirit.
这几节经文非常宝贝。
That's why these verses are very precious to us.
是主耶稣自己讲给我们听的。
These are words of Jesus himself.
所以我们了解一下，哦，原来是这样的一个故事。
So that we can understand the content of what is happening.
我希望借了今天的信息，你就发现这不只是一个故事。
I hope after today's message, you would not think this is just a mere story.
是主耶稣亲自来跟我们说一种生命的解救的方法。
Because this is what Jesus is teaching us, how do we save our own life?
所以这些经文你摆在心中。
So keep this verse in your heart.
大约的意思我们先讲一下。
Let me summarize the verse, the meaning for you.
当污鬼离开了人的身体之后。
When a wicked spirit left a person.
在无水之地。
He come to a place, an arid area.
他过来过去。
He was wandering back and forth.
然后寻找安歇的地方。
Looking for a place he can rest.
表示说这些不正常的灵性的东西在找一个住的地方。
These evil spirits are always looking for a place of rest for themselves.
从这一节看是他找什么地方呢？无水之地。
They are looking for a place where it's dry.
是形容你的心灵里面是空的，没有东西的，干燥的，枯燥。
It represents a place where there is no water, no moist.
所以这一第一样事情我们要注意。
That's one thing that we got to learn first.
我们心灵如果是无水之地，是空虚的话，很可能被这些灵性的感染。
That means when we are spiritually dry, we are susceptible to these evil spirits.
那第二句又说，要回到原来的地方，看到里面干净，哎。
And he talk about it return to the place where it occupied before is for very happy to the place is empty again.
里面形容里面空闲又打扫干净修饰好了。
The place was in order and kept clean.
在形容他一个人的心中，哎呀，空空的。
That means somebody whose heart is empty.
然后
and then.
鬼又找了其他的鬼一起进去了。
The evil spirit go and find seven spirit worse than itself.
结果，对情况更糟糕了。
And then the final condition is so much worse for the person.
然后最后一节说啊，跟这个现在的时代、邪恶的时代也是如此。
And the final verse say, this is what will happen to these wicked generations.
意思是说，这些情况可以发生，不止在一个人的身上。
That means this condition will happen to the whole generation of people.
而且发生在国家、社会、家庭里面。
It can happen to a whole society, to a whole nation.
首先我们来了解一下。
That's the first I'm trying to understand.
没有电了。哦，这样，下一页 ，OK， 好。先了解一下为什么主耶稣要用比喻来讲道理。
First, we want to understand why Jesus used parable to teach.
刚刚看起来像一个小故事。
It was just a simple story.
难道这是真的吗
？Is that a true event?
我们先了解一下。
Let's try to understand this.
下一个。哦，这个是不 work 了。
This thing doesn't work.
第一
，first，
OK， 第一就是说，主耶稣用比喻来讲道理的原因是，表示说主耶稣有一个选择性。
Jesus used this parable as a way for him to communicate.
他是按照我们心里愿不愿意听来选择这个故事，让你会不会得到益处。
Depend on whether our heart are accepting the story will have its meaning to us.
等一下你就会懂我的意思。
I hope you can understand what it means.
如果一个人的心中是他不愿意去听的。
When your heart is resisting to Jesus' words.
而且里面也顽固不想改的。
When you are very stubborn and you have no mind to learn.
那神可以选择你听不懂。
The parable will actually confuse you.
意思就是说，你听了这故事完了以后
，After you hear a parable，
听完这个比喻之后
，After you hear what Jesus said，
在你的心中还是一个故事，一个比喻。
In your heart, the parable stay a story.
跟你的一点都没有好处。
It doesn't help you at all.
第二点
，Secondly，
用比喻的原因是让我们可以去思考。
The parable inspire us to think.
为什么可以？帮助我们深入的思考。
Because it will help you to think deeper.
因为有些比喻听起来是看起来是不太合理的东西。
Because very often the parable doesn't make sense on the surface.
是因为所谓的悖论 paradox.
A paradox would be the sound of paradox.
悖论的意思就是说，表面看起来是这样子。
Paradox it seems to be true a certain way.
可你想了一下，哎。跟你想象中是答案是不一样的。
But after a deeper thought, you realize it's something else.
这些教导是有些跟你心中想的是相反的。
Very often the paradox is not what you think it means.
就会引起我们更深入的思想。哎，为什么是这样子
？It will inspire you to think deeper why this is the case.
好，第三点。
And thirdly,
而且也让我这些宝贵的真理。
Thirdly, so that the truth of God's words.
Can be
保护的 can be
不让平常人糟蹋掉的意思。
So would not be wasted or would not be misunderstood.
Right. 所以这个比喻呢，就让听的人，他如果真正愿意吸收的，哎，他听得懂。
For those who are longing to learn, the parable will help them to understand.
对那些他不愿意去听懂的人。
For those who doesn't care for God's words,
主耶稣知道的。
Jesus knows about them.
他就会让你听不懂。
The parable will confuse them even more.
你听完以后，哦，就是那么一个故事。
After the parable, they say it's just a simple story.
下一点。
And fourthly,
他会让圣经里面是连串的，都应验的以前所讲的事情。
Parable very often are related to the many prophecy in the Bible.
所以圣经是一个非常奇妙宝贝的书。
Because the Bible is a consistent, amazing book.
总共1600年所写的圣经。
There is a span of 1600 years.
有40几位作者写出来的。
40 authors put the book together.
可是因为是神叫他们这样写。
Because God is the one that inspired them.
所以圣经里面从头到尾都是连贯的。
That's why there is a consistency in the Bible.
所以满足了圣经里面所有的教导。
It will fulfill all the prophecy in the Bible.
最后一点更重要的。
Finally, the most important point.
神借着神他自己，圣灵在我们心中。
God used the Holy Spirit which is within us.
就好像一个灵性属灵的开关。
It's like a switch, spiritual switch in our heart.
你愿意顺服圣灵的话，你就听得懂，看得懂。
When you submit to the leading of the Spirit, you will come to understand.
这个就是圣经的奥秘。
This is the wonder of the God's word, the Bible.
如果你听得懂这些比喻的意思的话，
When you understand the meaning of the parable,
你的生命得到改变。
Your life can be transformed.
你的所有人生的问题都解决。
You can come to understand what life is about.
而且你过得又平安又喜乐。
You will begin to experience peace and joy.
所以今天我们就从三个点来思想这个问题。
I want to approach this topic from three points.
灵性上的警觉需要三个方面去思考。
Spiritual vigilance involves three parts.
首先要摆脱罪恶的辖制。
First, we want to be liberated from the control of sins.
第二点，一定要用真理来装备。
We want to be equipped by the word of truth.
而且要谨防属灵的破口。
We must be careful of the pitfall of spiritual.
是从马太福音刚刚念的经文归纳出来。
These are the summary of the verse that we just read.
也是按照整本圣经从头到尾把它归纳出来。
This is all what the Bible is about too.
首先要摆脱罪恶的辖制。
How are we to be liberated from the control of sins?
其实我们每个人都不完全。
Because we are all sinned.
都亏缺了神原来给我们的荣耀的形象。
We have defect to the glory of God.
因此，因为罪的工价最后是到灭亡的道路。
Because the consequence of sin is death.
只有到主耶稣基督里才是永生。
Only in Christ can we have eternal life.
神他把他自己来拯救我们。
That's why God so loved the world.
所以你们都听到约翰福音三章十六节很有名的一句经文。
That's why you all know John 3:16.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his one and only son.
叫一切信他的。
So whoever believes in him
不至灭亡反得永生
will not perish but have eternal life.
所以我们如果要脱离罪的辖制
So if we are going to be liberated from the control of sins
也知道什么是罪的话
To know what sin is
我们只有靠主耶稣基督
We must depend on Jesus Christ
叫一切信他的
But because those who believe in him
不至灭亡反得永生
will not perish but have eternal life
你说真的需要这样才可以做得到吗
is that the only way that we can do it
靠我自己难道不行吗
can I depend on my own effort
首先我先跟大家分享
I want to share something with you first
最不认识自己的就是自己
those who did not know themselves is ourselves we don't know ourselves
你相信吗
do you think that's true
你可能自己不认识自己
You don't know yourself.
跟你边上的人完全认识你。
And the people around you might know something about you.
这就是我们人被罪恶辖制的一个首先的一个问题。
That is the fact that we are being bound by sins.
自己以为认识自己，其实
we thought we know ourselves.
其实最不认识自己的就是自己。
But the fact is that the only person who truly doesn't know the self is the self itself.
所以你自己里面的私欲造成的问题。
Because of selfish desire.
你都不知道是因为你自己私欲造成的。
You don't know it is our selfish desire that caused all the problems.
就越陷越深。
So we end up deeper in sins.
所以造成很多的问题。
So a lot of a problem come out of that.
因为是跟神的真理背道而驰。
Because we are going against the truth of God's words.
所以有一个方法可以解决。
There's only one way that can be solved.
靠自己没办法解决。
We cannot depend on our own effort.
第一，你不认识自己。
Because we don't know our own true self.
根本不知道你的问题在哪。
We don't know where the problem lies.
就算你想改过来。
Even if you try to change.
你自己力量也改不过来。
We don't have a strength to do it.
所以只有因信称义。
Only by faith can we be justified.
借着主耶稣基督就与神和好。
Through Christ, we can be reconciled to God.
所以要摆脱罪恶的辖制。
So to be liberated from control of sins.
只有借着信主耶稣基督。
It's only through believing in Jesus Christ.
才能够与神和好。
So that we can be peace with God.
在我信主的道路
In a way, when I become a Christian,
有一段不信的一个阶段
There is a stage when I really did not believe.
总觉得自己有办法可以改过来
I feel I can do it myself.
以为可以解决家里夫妻的关系的问题
I can solve my own family problems.
可以解决跟孩子们关系的问题
I can resolve the conflict with my children.
可以解决你在世界上的该如何做的问题。
I can resolve all the problems I run into in life.
这里说要摆脱这些辖制。
But to overcome, to be liberated,
只有靠神他自己。
Only God alone can do this.
然后与神和好。
So that we must be reconciled to him.
为什么这边特别用罪恶的辖制呢？
Why we say that we are bound by in bondage to sins?
罪就好像一个链锁
，because the sin is like a chain，
把你绑在一个罪恶的一个境界里面
，bind us to a sinful conditions，
无法逃脱
，that we cannot get away。
我们只要接受主耶稣基督
，only by accepting Jesus Christ，
信这位就是创造我们的神
，to believe that He is the Creator God，
马上他就把我们变成他的儿女了。
Through faith, He will make us His children.
待会你看要更奇妙的话。
Later on, you're going to find something even more amazing.
圣经里面又跟我们说，除他以外，没有别的方法。
Because the Bible tells us there's no other name given under earth that we can be saved.
只有靠主耶稣基督才可以拯救我们。
Only the name of Jesus can save us.
所以因信称义是得救的起点。
So.To save by faith is the beginning point.
也就是摆脱罪恶辖制的一个关键的一个关系。
That is the very important way for us to be liberated from the control of sins.
你待会就知道为什么跟刚刚我们念的比喻有关系啊。
You're going to begin to see that why these are related to the parable we just read.
我们还没有进去之前，思想一下别的方法。
I want you to think about.Other ways that the world come for us to be liberated.
先了解一下佛教。
In the Buddhism,
佛教有讲空。
It tells you about emptiness.
它有几个层次。
There are so many different realms.
我想我们也该了解一下的。
We should become familiar with that.
它第一个层次叫做无我。
They say, there's a first level is that selfless.
它无我的意思就是说我这个人。是由几个五个蕴造成的。
He said the self is consists of two, five parts.
一个叫色，一个叫受想行，最后一个是识。
One is sex, one is thought, one is action, and one is knowledge.
意思说你这个人就是被这五样东西组成的。
He said that the self is consists of these five portions.
如果你可以把这几样东西当作跟你没有关系，就有救了。
If you think you can be liberated from these five things, you will be saved.
所以他第一个层次希望跟这个先了解，原来我自己可以跟这个分开就好了。
Well, at first, you got to be realized that you can be separated from these five things.
第二个叫无常。无常是 everything changeable.
哦，无常，everything is changing.
意思说什么都在变化。
Everything is constantly changing.
所以如果你可以了解这些变化跟你无关就可以了。
If you can realize that you are above this change, you will be liberated.
还有弟兄姊妹，这是一个最表面的解释啊。
This is a very a simple explanation.
可是从几个层次，你可以了解佛教是怎么样去思想的。
That's why the name, but you can understand what Buddhism try the approach to the problems.
第三叫做空性。
The third is complete emptiness.
空性 means所有的事情都是因为因缘 cause 原因跟结果产生的。
Because everything has a cause.
所以如果信佛的人他可以把这些的变化跟他没有关系也就可以解决他的问题。
Once you can live above this constant change, you will be liberated.
你就已经认了所有都在改变中。
Even everything is changing.
你跟这些脱离关系就好了。
But if you are not bound by this change, you will be liberated.
比如说啊，世上很痛苦。
Because there are a lot of suffering in the world.
哎，你就跟他脱离就好。
But you want to live above the suffering.
哦，我有这种五样东西造成我这个人。
Because you become everything caused my life.
我就好好思想跟他断离关系。
I want to separate myself from all this bondage.
啊，你说人生变化好多。
I know life is constantly changing.
他就跟你说都是在变化中的。
Everything is changing constantly.
你也没办法改变他的。
There's nothing you can do about it.
你就把自己跟他分开就好。
But separate yourself from all this change.
最后是叫做涅槃。
Finally, you reach nirvana.
表示说你可以把所有东西都跟你都分开了。
That means you are liberated from all the bondage.
所以你所有的一切虽然是变动、动乱、痛苦。
Even though the world is changing, they are suffering.
可是你跟他没有关系。
But it's not concerning you.
哎。摆在心中啊
，keep that in mind。
主耶稣的比喻就在帮我们回答这些问题。
Actually, Jesus' parable in some way answer these questions。
意思说，这几个层次
，all these teaching of the Buddhism，
最多帮你练成一个空的情况
，allow you to reach a selfless situation，
跟什么都没有关系了。
That nothing will affect you。
那我们再思想一下道教的空。
How about the emptiness in Tao?
道德经老子所说的道理。
And that, 老子 has many teaching on the way.
你们有兴趣拍个照，慢慢我就讲快一点这个。
I want to go very fast.
第一个就是无为而治。
To do without actions.
意思说所有东西有个规律。
They mean there's some sort of a constant principle in the world.
你顺其自然就好了。
Just allow it to happen.
什么叫顺其自然？
Just let it happen naturally.
放下你自己的感受。
Put away all resistance.
啊，你觉得啊，这个世界太痛苦了。
Sometimes when the world is full of suffering,
他就教你说放下就好。
It tell you to give up.
无为而治，不要做什么事情。
Don't do anything. That is everything.
第二点是虚怀若谷 is open to everything.
Yeah, that you want to be open to everything.
意思说叫你心胸广阔一点。
You want to be opening to broad heart, accepting everything.
意思说你碰到所有事情。
When you encounter anything,
虽然是变化万千。
Even though everything is constantly changing,
可你心中是相当的平静。
You stay peaceful.
心灵上的空
，there is an emptiness, a peacefulness within.
返璞归真 ，I don't know. 一切都会回到自然。
Go back to simplicity.
所以在任何的复杂繁荣的世界里面
，In this complicated life，
你就回到自然就好。
Going back to simplicity，
最后内在的宁静
，And then there's an inner peace。
意思说，你可以修炼到一个地步，跟道合一，就是。
That you can meditate to a degree that you will be one with the way，
里面就安静下来。
And then we will achieve peace。
所以道教的空是告诉我们
，That's why the emptiness in the Taoism，
哎，所有都是有道理的。
It everything does its meaning。
可是你跟它分开来
，But you don't need to be concerned with them。
所有事情都在变化中
，Even though everything is constantly changing，
你就好把心胸广阔一点，跟它无关。
You want to have a broad heart and accept them all。
最后，虽然外面的变化很多，很繁荣，或者是各种的变化都有。
Even exteriorly, everything is chaotic.
可是我们回到自然，不要去追求它。
But you want to go back to simplicity.
最后，你得到里面的最宁静。
And finally, you will achieve that inner peace.
好，请注意。
Please pay attention.
跟刚刚主耶稣讲的很大的差别。
These are so different from what Jesus is teaching.
因为主耶稣继续讲，人克制肉体的情欲是。靠自己是毫无功效的。
Because Jesus said that there is no way for us to overcome the desire of the flesh.
哥罗西书二章二三节说
，In the book of Colossians，
你不能靠自己的方法或者是自表谦卑都没有办法的。
He said even our effort for self-control or humbleness is not useful.
意思就是说我们靠自己，你要想自己控制自己的各种方式情绪没有办法。
When we are depending on body to control ourselves，
甚至苦修，
You can try very hard work，
降卑到最后，
You can humble yourself to a degree，
想出各种的方法来敬拜，
You use different way to control your flesh，
就是你自己造出偶像来拜，
You that will become your idol to worship，
没有用处。
It doesn't avail to anything，
知道我们的人生一生，
because this life is our whole life，
如果靠自己的话，
if you depend on yourself，
一定是劳苦愁烦，
you will be full of anxiety，
转眼成空，
and everything go to pass，
然后如飞而去，
and then we fly away。
所以这个空，
That's why this emptiness
使得人的情况越来越糟糕。
The emptiness within actually makes the situation worse than before.
所以圣经里面主耶稣告诉我们，最后一定是劳苦愁烦。
Because with the emptiness, you're going to be full of anxiety.
在马太福音十二章二十八节也说，
That's why in Matthew chapter 12 verse 28，
意思说只有靠神的方法才有办法解决这些问题。
Only through God's way can all these be solved.
所以我们摆在心中，我们就要到下一步。
Let's go to the next point.
哦，原来空不是那么好。
The emptiness is not the solution.
就算你修炼，就算你苦行，就算你打坐，
You can empty yourself completely.
把里面都弄空了。
There is nothing inside.
你碰到一些困难。
When you encounter difficulty，
你把它变成说，哎，跟我没有关系。
You just say to yourself, it doesn't concern me。
你有些忧虑。
When the anxiety comes，
你跟自己说，哎，这跟我无关。
You tell yourself that this doesn't bother me。
你心中相当的痛苦。
Even though you are in pain，
需要有人了解你。
You need understanding。
你跟自己说。
But you say to yourself，
无所谓。
This is okay。
你觉得这个方法可以帮助你吗？
Do you think that will resolve your problems?
圣经里面告诉我们，
Bible teach us，
里面不能空，
We should not have an empty self，
一定要用真理来装备自己，
We must use the word of truth to equip ourselves。
所以圣经告诉我们，我们读圣经，
That's why Bible teach us by reading the word of God，
是因为我们信了他之后，
After we believe in Him，
神把圣灵放在我们心中，
God put His Holy Spirit within us，
里面有圣灵与我们同在，
The Holy Spirit will be always with you.
所以信主耶稣基督
Those who believe in Jesus Christ
与神和好了
When you are reconciled to him
把罪的锁链打断
You are broken from the chain of sins
神还用另外一个更宝贝的方法
God gave us even something more precious
把圣灵放在我们心中
He put his Holy Spirit within us
使得我们可以生命成长
So we can begin to grow spiritually.
所以当我们在读圣经的时候
So as you read the Bible,
可以因为信主耶稣基督
because of believe in Jesus,
得到得救的智慧
we have the wisdom of salvation.
跟刚刚我们讲的比喻开始连起来了
You will begin to see how it's related to that parable before.
我们信了主耶稣基督之后
Once you believe in Jesus,
我们从罪里面解放了
You're going to be liberated from sins.
我们脱离了罪恶的辖制
We are liberated from the bondage of sins.
我们心中就空了
Our heart will be empty.
可是神马上把圣灵放在里面
Empty of sin, but God filled it right away with his Holy Spirit.
所以里面就有了圣灵而不是完全空的
So within,It's not empty. We have the Holy Spirit with us.
借着圣灵，我们会明白所读的圣经。
Through the work of Holy Spirit, we can begin to understand the words of God.
我们读到刚刚那个比喻的话。
When we read this parable of Jesus,
你就懂是什么意思。
You will begin to understand what its meaning.
我等一下来解释给你们听。
Let me try to explain to you later.
神又用一个比喻跟我们讲。
Jesus also used another parable to teach us.
如果我们把房子造在磐石上
You want to build your house on the rock.
诶，这个房子就不会倒塌。
The house will not collapse.
风吹雨打，雨淋，通通都不会倒塌。
The wind can blow, the rain come, but it would stay put.
我们都很了解是这样子。
We all know about this parable.
可是他的意思是说
But the meaning of the parable is
我们如果读到神的话语
When you read the God's words,
就去行的话,
and you live it out,
就好像房子造在磐石上,
it's just like you build your house on the rock.
所以要用真理来装备, 不只是帮助我们了解圣经,
so that we must use the words of truth to equip our life.
而且帮助我们可以行出来, 活出来,
so we can live out the word too.
所以这第二个阶段叫做因圣灵成圣是一个成长的过程。
So the Holy Spirit will sanctify our life.
你知道信主的人都有圣灵在心中。
You know, for those who believe the Holy Spirit is within you.
他会随时随地帮助我们明白圣经。
It will help you to understand His words.
可以帮助我们想起神的话。
It reminds you of what Bible teach.
让我们能够了解，哎，这句话跟我的生命的关系是什么。
So you can remember God's word when you encounter different situations.
然后帮助我们去活出来。
So his Holy Spirit also gave us the strength to live it out.
而且帮助我们抵挡所有的罪恶。
So we can also resist the temptations.
所以这是一个成长的过程。
This is a process of growth.
我们在教会查经。
When we are studying the Bible,
我们参加团契
when we come to the fellowships,
我看到我们的年轻人真的可爱，每次帮助我们崇拜。
I'm so glad that our young people worship with us.
这都是成长过程里面帮助我们生命成长的地方。
Because in that process, we all grow.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because God's word, the word of God is a spirit, is life.
平常读圣经，哎，我们生命就越来越成长。
As we read God's words, our life grows spiritually.
而且越成长，就越把我们心中变成越软化。
As we grow spiritually, we will be more acceptable to Him.
而且圣灵在里面帮助我们，把空的屋子变成一个充满了神的屋子。
The Holy Spirit will fill our empty heart.
最后又回到神创造我们。的形象。
Then let's go back to the way God created man.
我们一起念一下《创世纪》一章二十六节，好吗？来，请。
In Genesis chapter one verse 26。
请。
神说。 Yeah, God said that let's create man in our image, that he created man.
使得我们可以管理。
So that we can manage.
这是在创世纪整本圣经的第一章所说的。
This is in Genesis chapter 1.
是第一卷书创世纪里面的第一章所说的。
The first book in the Bible teach us this.
就可见这个的重要性。
That's why it is very important.
他说我们心中有神的形象。
We are created in his image.
不是空的。
We are not empty.
他没有叫我们摆一个空的心在里面。
He did not give us an empty heart.
他叫我们说把神摆在里面。
He put his image within us.
所以我们借着神与神和好。
Through him, we can become reconciled.
我们里面又开始有神的形象。
We can begin to have the image of God within us.
就可以管理所有的事情。
Then we can begin to manage everything around us.
我原来以为我自己管理自己应该没问题。
So, but before I thought I can manage myself, no problems.
神说你如果没有神的形象，你没办法管自己。
But without the image of God, we cannot even manage ourselves.
我原来还不相信这样子。
Before I really do not believe this.
后来发现我自己不认识自己。
When I realized I did not really know myself.
我常常做的事情我自己不明白。
I do things that I don't understand.
应该做的事情不去做。
Because the thing I want to do, I don't do them.
不应该做的事情，哎，你去做它。
The thing I do not want to do, I constantly doing it.
只有靠神的话在心中。
Only through the words of God.
才可以活出来。
Can we live out his life?
所以刚刚讲的佛教跟道教的空。
That's why the emptiness of Taoism and Buddhism.
只是把自己里面跟外面断绝关系，所以里面空的。
You merely empty yourself of the environment.
神说不够。
But Jesus said, "This is not enough."
你只有靠神的形象在里面。
You must have the image of God within you.
神的方法是你先信神。
Jesus said that believe in Him first.
说你自己做不到。
Because we cannot do this ourselves.
然后他就把圣灵放在你里面。
That's why He gave us the Holy Spirit.
来帮助我们成长。
So that we can begin to grow.
才会结出仁义的果子。
Then we begin to bear the fruit of righteousness.
这里面借的几样事情。
There are several things involved here.
我们信了主，神就会祝福我们。
Once we believe in Him, God began to bless us.
第一个是祷告。
First, we learn to pray.
第二是有圣经的知识。
We begin to understand the knowledge of the Bible.
第三是见识，就是说经历神。
Then we begin to get insight and experience Him.
然后爱心就是与神的关系。越来越好。
And then our heart will begin to be filled with His love.
这样子我们才可以做一个诚实无过的人，一直到主耶稣的日子。
So that we can live a blameless life until He comes.
有一节经文是帮助我们祷告的。
There's a verse that can help us to pray.
我们一起念一下好吗？请。
Let's read together.
马太福音六章六节。
When you pray, go into the house, close the door. Your Father who are in heaven will observe you, will reply.
感谢主，我们有个很好的翻译啊，很不简单的，对不对？感谢主。那这里啊，请注意，进入内屋。
To go into the house.
你不要以为这些神的话语就这样随便写出来一个内屋啊。
God just nothing. I say just go into your room.
你如果是只是一个空的心在里面
，When you come with an empty heart，
你祷告的时候，你一进去
，When you go into the room，
你都不知道怎么祷告，没有方向的。
Very often you do not know how to pray。
你怎么知道怎么祷告
？How do we know how to pray？
你跟什么都没有关系了
，Because at that time you are not related to anything。
比如神说我们要爱人
，God tell you to love other people。
哎，爱是苦的。
Sometimes love can be very bitter.
因为爱是很久忍耐又有恩慈。
Because to love is to have patience and
因为没有忍耐的心是没有爱的。
Because without patience there is no love.
所以你练得通通空了，一点关系都没有。
When you are not related to your environments,
你会有忍耐的心吗？
How are they patient?
你会爱别人吗？
How are you to love?
神说，进入你的内屋。
He said to enter the house.
那个内屋不是空的。
The house is not empty house.
是圣灵在我们里面。
A house filled with the Spirit of God.
圣灵会帮助我们如何祷告。
The Spirit within will teach you to pray.
然后神就会报答，就是。
And
成就我们的祷告。
He will reward you according to your prayer.
这是太重要了。
This is very important.
我以前没有信神的时候祷告。
Before, when I was unbeliever, when I pray,
里面可能是我自己的私欲。
I pray out of my own selfish desires.
我自己的委屈。
I talk about the people wrong me.
我进到里面去祷告的时候。
When I go in to pray,
出来的祷告词，我自己都不想再去听它。
I just hear my own complaints.
因为我们祷告是进入里面的内屋。
When we enter the house,
关上门。
When we close the door,
好好的被圣灵来带领我们祷告。
We want to depend on the Holy Spirit to teach us to pray.
这就是神在带领我们祷告。
That's how God is leading us in prayer.
改变我们的生命。
So to transform our life.
所以我们自己可以做一个自我省察。
That's why we want to have self-examinations.
你的祷告跟以前比有没有进步一点？
Are you improving in your prayer life?
你有进到里面靠着圣灵带领祷告吗？
Do you enter the house and depend on the Holy Spirit to pray?
第二点，你有常常读圣经吗？
Are you reading the Bible always?
去了解神的心意吗？
So you can know the minds of God.
第三，你有去经历他吗？
Do you experience God's leading.
你在生命在做决定时候有挣扎的时候，你有没有去经历神呢？
In your life experience, do you encounter Him?
最后是你跟神的关系有没有改进一点？
How's your relationship with God?
这个就是灵性上警觉的自我分析。
That's how we become vigilant of our spiritual conditions.
你可以自己试试看。
You should try this.
我们现在是感恩的季节。
Now in the season of Thanksgiving.
你自己跟去年的感恩的时候来比较一下看。
How are you compared to last year?
你的祷告有进步吗？
Are your prayer better?
你读圣经有更了解吗？
Do you have a better understanding of the Bible you read?
你在经历神的时候靠着圣灵，你的感受是怎么样？
Are you becoming closer when you, with God?
有更顺服圣灵吗？
Are you more submissive to the leading of the Spirit?
最后你跟神的关系有没有更好一点？
Finally, are your relationship with God improved?
或者把你心中稍微分开来思想一下。
When we begin to analyze our inner self,
里面有百分之多少是以主耶稣基督为主的？
How much of you are focused on God?
其他都是按照自己在做的。
How much are you doing out your own desires?
你说神啊，我这百分之六十啊，你不要管我，我自己管。
You say six, God, let me control 60% of myself.
跟神的关系越好，是你越多是属于神的。
The more your relationship God with God is closer, the more is under His control.
最后我们要谨防属灵的破口。
Finally, we want to be careful with the pitfall, spiritual pitfalls.
因为邪恶的世界，
because in these wicked generations,
仇敌邪灵，
the evil spirit and our enemy,
好像吼叫的狮子，
is like a roaring lion,
遍地行游行，
wandering all over,
寻找可吞吃的人，
seeking that people that he can swallow.
上个星期又打开 YouTube 看到一群狮子。
Last week when I was using YouTube, I see a pride of lion.
Yeah, 他们就在边上观察。
They were just observing.
哪一只羊或者牛是最弱的？
They are observing to see which of the bull, the buffalo is the sick one.
他们就是看到你的弱点破口。
They're looking for the wounded buffalo.
他就跳出来。
So they can attack it.
很方便的就胜过你。
A easy victim for them.
属灵的破口是同样道理。
Same way with the pitfalls, spiritual pitfalls.
我们以为属灵破口无所谓。
With my thought, this weakness may not be matter.
如果有属灵破口。
If you have a spiritual weakness.
吼叫的狮子就找得到。
The roaring lion will find you.
他就会进来。
it will come in.
如果里面是空的，
if you are empty within,
那就麻烦了。
There will be trouble.
所以要经常祷告。
That's why we must be constantly praying.
刚刚讲过，要谨防属灵破口，是靠着圣灵祷告。
We must fill that spiritual opening by praying.
因为你靠自己看不见自己。
Because by our own self, we do not aware of it.
如果你的祷告是靠着自己的思考去祷告的话，
If you depend on your mind to pray,
你的祷告绝对不合神的心意的。
Your prayer may not be in the will of God.
因为你看不到自己。
Because you cannot see yourself.
你也看不到自己真正的需要。
You do not know your true needs.
你看到你自己要的东西。
You see what you desire, what you want.
可是不见得是需要的东西。
May not be what you actually needed.
所以你祷告祷告是自己要的东西。
So very often we pray for what we want.
神说你为什么不靠着圣灵祷告呢？
But Jesus, God help you to depend on the Holy Spirit to pray.
圣灵会借着神的话语告诉你需要的东西。
God, through the Holy Spirit, God will reveal to you His desires.
其他都会加给你的。
He will add to you what you needed.
如果你只是为你要的东西祷告，
If we only pray for what we want,
最要的东西你没有，
The thing that really we desire to have,
那这些破口就麻烦了。
All these opening will be trouble for us.
所有的东西都会被领落而去。
We will be captured by all these.
所以我们所有的建造，
That's why in everything that we build on,
是要靠的神。
We must be dependent on God.
所以我们就到了这一步，我们靠的神结出果子来。
Because depend on with Him that we can begin to bear the fruit.
生命就越来越丰盛了。
Our life can become more abundant.
神会一步人来塑造我们。
Step by step, God will shape us.
所以我们因信得荣耀，一直到最后，我们是我们生命的目标。
By faith, we will finally receive the glory.
好，我们已经讲了这个比喻的三个重点了。
I have give you the 3 points of that parables.
我想我稍微往前跳一下。
I want to skip a little bit.
Okay. 那我们要思想一下这个具体的例子哈。
I want to give you some practical examples.
你可能会想，哦，我们讲了那么多，到底你有这个需要吗？
What are the things that we need to be aware of?
所以我特别为你们准备了一些实际的具体的例子。
I want to give you some practical examples.
第一部分是个人的具体例子。
First is some personal example for you.
第二是教会里面的具体例子。
And then church as a whole.
个人的例子。
A personal example will be.
我用四个大家熟悉的例子。
I want to give you four examples.
第一个是以色列人到旷野的经历。
Is an experience of Israelite through the journey in the wilderness.
以色列人过红海是摩西带他们过去。
After Israel crossed the Red Sea under the leadership of Moses.
是象征了重生得救。
It represents that they have been born again, they have been saved.
到了旷野里面，他们要到应许地。
So they are going through the wilderness to the promised land.
可是他们里面没有装备好。
But however, they are not equipped.
他们得救了，过了红海。
They've been saved from slavery.
可他们在过程中间。
But in that process,
他没有装备起来。
They are not fully equipped.
他常常抱怨。
They are always complaining.
常常不满足。
They are very discontent.
常常悖逆神。
They are always rebel against God.
它里面是空的。
Because within they are empty.
没有装备好。
They are not equipped.
所以最后神就管教了他们。
So God disciplined them.
这是第一个例子。
This is the first example.
第二个例子是扫罗王。
And the second example is from King Saul.
他的灵性堕落。
He's the spiritual fallenness.
扫罗王是以色列的第一个王。
King Saul is the first king of Israel.
他原来是聪明，又是愿意顺服神的。
He was a strong, mighty man who obeyed God.
可是后来他开始败坏。
But in the end, he began to corrupt.
他里面骄傲了。
He became prideful.
他就开始悖逆神。
He began to rebel against God.
所以神的灵就离开他。
And the Spirit of God left him.
他里面就空了。
Within he became empty.
最后他到了最后是一个悖逆的最后死的一个下场。
In the end, he was a fallen, a corrupt person.
第三个是犹大，新约里面犹大的堕落的例子。
You know all about Judas in the New Testament.
他是主耶稣的门徒之一。
He is one of Jesus' disciple.
他也跟着门徒服侍。
He served along with all the other disciples.
可他里面没有被神的话装备起来。
But within his heart was not equipped by God's words.
他为了惧怕外面的势力。
Because his fear of the political power outside.
他又贪恋30两银子。
Also his love for the 30 piece of silver.
他就卖了主耶稣基督。
He betrayed Jesus.
所以他里面没有被装备起来。
That's why within him there is not, he is not fully equipped.
最后他惭愧而死，自杀而死。
In the end, he committed suicide.
所罗门王。
And then King Solomon.
神高他为王。
God anointed him king of Israel.
又赐给他智慧、财富、所有的事情。
God gave him wisdom and wealth.
他的版图国家变成一个最强盛的一个王国。
His territory was big throughout the world.
可是里面开始违背神的旨意。
But then he began to rebel against God.
他里面开始行出神不喜悦的事情。
He began to sin that's not pleasing to God.
他甚至于拜外邦神，娶外邦的女子。
He worshipped the foreign gods and married the foreign woman.
神就离开他。
And God was left him.
里面是空的。
Then he became empty within.
甚至于也让他国家也亡。
He also led to the collapse of his nations.
所以圣经里面从头到尾很多个人的具体的例子。
There are so many examples in the Bible.
讲明我们必须要有灵性上的警惕。
We must be vigilant spiritually.
那我们再看看教会的例子。
How about for the whole church?
你说哦，个人讲的，那教会会这样子吗？
Does that apply to the whole church?
第一个是加拉太教会。
First is the Church of Galatians.
加拉太教会是一个代表性的因信称义的教会。
Church of Galatians is a church of faith.
可是因为有假先知、假使徒，使得他们里面的教导出了问题。
Because of false teacher, many of their teaching are off mark.
他违背了主耶稣基督的道理。
It go contrary to what Jesus teach.
所以他里面空。
So also they become empty within.
所以神斥责他说：“加拉太教会，你们必须要回转。”
That's why Jesus, the Bible teach tell them that you got to repent.
里面要装备好。
You must equip yourself.
用真正的真理，主耶稣为磐石，装备起来。
With the word of God, equip yourself.
也是我们教会的榜样吗？
That should be a admonition for our church.
第二个是哥林多教会。
And then it's a church of Corinthians.
哥林多教会是很有恩赐的教会。
Corinthian church is a church full of God's gift.
当时的社会也很多很多的知识跟各种哲学的发展相当的旺盛。
It's a church in a very prosperous city.
可是里面教会里面的道德品格常常出了问题。
However, there is lack of morality in the church.
也结党纷争。
There is a divisions.
因为它里面没有把神的话装备起来。
Because they did not put God's word.
所以哥林多教会它最后很多的问题。
That's why Corinthian church also have a lot of problems.
主耶稣跟他们说。
That's why Jesus tell it.
你们的行事为人。
Your behavior, the way you live.
要跟所蒙的恩要相称。
You must be in accordance with your faith.
所蒙的恩相称。
To live out the way of your faith.
必须要靠着圣灵。
That must depend on the Holy Spirit.
Okay, 好。第三个是以弗所教会。
And then there is a church of Ephesians.
以弗所教会是不错的一个教会。
Ephesians is actually a fairly good church.
而且也很多的神的话语。
It was a church with God's words.
他也知道神的呼召。
He also know aware of God's calling for it.
可是他出了一个问题，很严重的问题。
But there is a very serious problem there.
把起初的爱心给忘记了。
They lost their first love.
所以神提醒他们。
That's why Jesus reminded them.
一个教会必须要好好的在磐石上。
You must to set your church on the rock.
我们也必须要学习这个。
This is something that we must also learn.
我们当初的火热。
The first love we have for God.
千万不要忘记。
Do not extinguish it.
感谢神，我们现在新堂就要造起来。
We thank God for our new church building.
我相信大家心中的火热是越来越燃烧。
I know we are all getting more eager.
当我们在往前服事的时候
，As we look forward to the service coming service，
传福音的时候
，How we to share the gospel，
我们彼此学习服事的时候
，When we learn to serve one another，
千万不要把起初的爱心给忘记掉。
We must not forget our first love for Him，
必须要装备好。
We must equip ourselves，
必须要荣耀神。
We must glorify Him。
第四个是老底家教会
，and then the Church of
Lodis， 老底家教会它是一个不冷不热的教会。
Lodis Church is a lukewarm church。
刚刚哥林多这些教会都是很火热的。
All the other church they are enthusiastic。
就是老底家是不冷不热。
But the Church of Lucas is a lukewarm church。
你走进那个教会，觉得哎呦，没什么改变，没什么。
When you go there, there is no temperature there.
什么都是平平顺顺。
Everything is so plain.
可是也没有什么兴旺，也没有什么真是大大的发展。
There is no revival. There is no growth.
每天就这样子平平淡淡过去。
Every day is very plain.
主耶稣说
，Jesus tell it.
我情愿你不是很冷，就是很热。
I wish you are either warm, hot or cold.
不冷不热要把你。
Because he's going to spit this lukewarm church out of his
mouth. 真的直接的一个提醒。
This is a very direct reminder for us.
这火热的教会，大家一进来就想来这个教会。
We must be a church full of the Spirit.
觉得这里面就帮助我们生命的成长。
That where everyone is growing spiritually.
一进来冷冷的话。
When you come to a lukewarm church.
你都没有感觉到有什么帮助你可以增加你生命成长的一些方向。
People don't grow in there.
所以神说
That's why God said.
你在冷的时候，你可能还知道要改回来。
When you are cold, you might know that you need to improve.
在很火热的时候，你可能会想到怎么样更荣耀神。
When you are hot, you will want to glorify God.
可是不冷不热，你就什么都不动了。
But when you are lukewarm, there is actually nothing happening.
所以我们教会一定要是一个。兴旺的教会，对不对？明年主题是什么
？What's our theme？
立于基督
，Stand on the cross, on the Christ。
兴旺教会
，But be a prosperous church。
一个教会可以兴旺
，For church to be prosperous，
绝对不会是不冷不热的教会。
Can that be a lukewarm church？
好，我们加油哈。
We're going to try hard。
撒迪教会。
Sardis Church.
亚迪教会是怎么样一个教会呢
？So what kind of church is this?
活动很多。
There are a lot of activities.
一到教会，你发现哇，好像市场一样。
That is the church like a busy market.
可是没有神的话语的供应。
But there is no God's word as shared there.
我选了这几个教会的例子。
I pick all these church.
也让我们来彼此勉励。
So that we can remind ourselves.
加拉太教会，我们要持守真道，绝对不要妥协。
We must be persistent, hold on to the truth, like the Church of Galatians.
格林多教会提醒我们，我们必须要真的在神的话语上建造。
Corinthian Church remind us we must build ourselves on the words of God.
以弗所教会提醒我们，不要忘记起初的爱心。
The Church of Ephesians remind us not to forget our first love.
老底家教会提醒我们不要是不冷不热的教会。
The Lord's Church tells us not to be a lukewarm church.
撒迪教会提醒我们不要是一个活动很多可是没有神的话语。
So the church reminds us not to just have activity without the words of God.
好，我们今天一起来念一下结语的经文，好吗
？Let's read together the conclusions. 勿要谨守，警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞的。
感谢主，就摆在我们的心中哈。那我们来思想一下应用题哈。
How are we going to apply what we learned?
如果一个人是开放的一种心态，好不好
？An open-minded person is that a good situation?
当然很好嘛，是不是
？This seems to be a very good situation.
可是必须要神的话语在里面。
The key is that we must have the words of God within us.
你完全是开放，神说不好。
If you are a simply an open-minded person,
心中一点不担忧。不愁患好不好
To be without anxiety, without planning, is that a good situation?
很多人说不好，对不对
Many people say this is not good.
表面是不错的，比
So, on the surface, it seems to be okay.
可是神有这样讲
But the Bible teaches us.
你为自己的事情忧愁是不好的
Is to be anxious for yourself.Is not profitable.
为神的事情忧愁是好的
But we should be very concerned with the work of God.
所以心中不担忧不愁的话，还不够好。
That's why when you have no any anxiety, may not be that good.
你要有神在心中，为神的事情担忧就是好的。
You must be concerned and planning for the work of God.
做爸妈会不会担忧他们的孩子啊
？Does the parent worry about their children?
就是这个意思。
This is very similar.
一个好的负责爱他们孩子的父母一定是有担忧的。
A good parent always concern, worry about their children.
也是为他们筹划的。
Also plan for them.
可是这个担忧筹划不是为了自己的老我筹划。
But this anxiety, this worry is not for self.
是按照神在你心中的教导。
But it's according to the teaching of the Spirit.
有的说：“哎呀，什么事情都没有意见，好好先生，这样好不好
？”When you have no opinion of any kind, is that a good way to live?
不够好，不太会吵架，可是不好。为什么？一定要有神在里面为他的意见。
You may not have any conflict, but it's also good to have convictions.
每天读经侍奉好不好
？Just read the Bible and serve in the church. Is that a very good thing?
侍奉读经当然好，对不对
？Of course, it seems to be a very good thing.
可是还不够好。
But this is not enough.
里面绝对要被圣灵改变。
We must be transformed from within by the Spirit.
记住刚刚教会的一些例子。
Remember the example of the church before.
他说：“哎呀，孩子好乖啊，我们就是好乖的孩子啊。”
When you are obedient children, is that a very good thing?
好不好啊
？Isn't that good?
对，他们很好啊，因为每次我看到他们做那个海报啊，或者办活动。他们都有神的话语在心中。
Because very often, see, I see the poster they design. They are always the words of God within them.
孩子乖乖是好的，可是
when the children are obedient, it's very good.
他们必须要有神的话语在心中。
But they must have the words of God.
我们同工相敬如宾，好不好啊
？When we are very courteous to one another,
表面都很好啊。
When you are courteous, it's very good.
可是我们在主内要彼此切磋的。
But we must grow together in God.
耶利米书跟我们讲，哎呀，常常我说，哎，平安，平安，平安，没事，没事，好不好
？When the Bible says that the peace always peace.
耶利米先知说，光说平安，如果是实际上不平安是不好的。
But when you talk about peace without real peace, is not good.
所以我们在这边讲道的时候是按照圣言讲道。
That's why we must speak.According to the teaching of God,
我们一定要警觉属灵上的警觉。
We must be spiritually vigilant.
哦，教堂打扫干干净净，好不好
？When you just clean up your sanctuary, is that a good thing? Of course, that's good.
可是必须要有神的话语为磐石。
Still more important, the God's word must occupy the space.
所以我们有新堂，我们当然要去打扫。
Of course, we need to clean our church.
可是必须要神的话语在里面。
But we must have word of God in the church.
邀请社区朋友来教会活动好不好啊
？Just merely inviting people from our community to come to our activity.
当然很好啊，我们可以让他们 有机会认识神，对不对？
It cannot be bad, so they can get to know God.
可是光是活动不好。
Mere activities is not enough.
撒迪教会就是活动很多。
The Church of Sardis is exactly that way.
可是没有神的话。
But we must share the word of God.
所以就谈到我们的主题啊，立于基督。
That's why we must stand on the on Christ.
兴旺教会。
To prosper our church.
希望今天这个题目，这个就不要了。好，王将，我们来做祷告。我们今天就是谈到灵性上的警觉。
These are the spiritual thing that we must become aware.
最重要的就是
，the most important is
我们首先要与罪隔离。
We want to be liberated from sins.
然后要用真理来装备自己。
We want to equip ourselves with the word of God.
然后要在圣灵里面堵住所有的破口。
We must depend on the Holy Spirit to fill all the gaps.
像神的救恩就真正的祝福我们每一位和教会。
So God's blessing can actually be in our church.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
来的父神，我们感谢你的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
更是感谢你主动来帮助我们。
We thank you for helping us.
当我们自己救自己是不可能的时候。
While we are helpless ourselves,
你差遣主耶稣基督来救我们。
You send Jesus Christ to save us.
更差遣圣灵到我们心中来引导我们。
You fill our heart with the Holy Spirit.
然后我们按照你的计划越来越荣耀神。
So that we can live our life to glorify you.
这样祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We prayed all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，谢谢他，谢谢。
那我们一起唱我们的回应诗歌，圣灵居中，
大家起立。你的话中枪，你的灵花圣灵将我充满主的光，敬拜赞美，圣灵亲近我心中，引心间，却真藏那谁患者，我心却曾经欢喜如雨。无中心，心要求，身在头，沉默的，要去放肆，有主宗教，等等到天的香，细雨冰冰，说赞助神灵进去我心中，平行前所有缺障，爱了谁管着我心却曾经万事不语，无踪影。
让我们一起做一个祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你拣选了我们，让我们能够认识你。我们谢谢你充满我们的心里，在你的圣灵充满我们的心中，让我们知道怎么过日子。求主帮助我们顺服圣灵的带领，让我们认定你的同在， 让我们看到你给我们的恩典。主啊，我们再次谢谢你的同在，我们谢谢你的拣选。我们这样祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿们。大家请坐。我们这个每一个月的第一个礼拜有那个圣餐，我们就请梁弟兄你主持圣餐。 OK，
我们这个感恩节刚刚过去，
We just passed the Thanksgiving，
所以呢 今天都是十二月了。
And now it's December already.
这个是最后一个月，今年最后一个月。
The last month of the year.
让我们不要忘记。
Let's not forget.
不要靠自己。
Do not merely depend on our own strength.
离开世界，离开教会。
Thinking that we'll just by leave the world or without the church.
我们需要团契来成长。
We really need the Christian fellowship to grow.
Okay. 让我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
感谢神。
Lord, we thank you.
感恩节刚刚过去。
We thank you for Thanksgiving.
让我们感恩的心天天增长。
Give us a thankful heart that is increasing in measure.
我们感谢主耶稣基督的救恩。
We thank you for the salvation through Christ.
也感谢我们的神是供应的神。
We also thank you for everything that you provided.
也是团契的神。
We thank you for the fellowship that we have.
我们得到无机上的供应。
We thank you for the material need that you provided.
灵性上的供应。
We thank you for your spiritual nurturing.
让今天的薄饼和杯聚会。
Through the bread and the wine today.
亲眼看到神的同在。
We can again experience your presence with us.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们唱十字架第一个 verse.
Okay, then no four only, right?
I'm so glad all our young people
are with us today.
所以我今天又再一次的练 哥林多前书11章26节。
I want to read again from 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯,
well, every time when you partake of the bread and the cup,
是表明主的死,
it represents the Lord's death.
直到他来,
until he returns.
所以无论何人,
so whoever partake of this cup and bread,
不按理吃主的饼,
do not do properly,
喝主的杯,
to drink his cup,
就是干犯了主的身体,
you are sinning against
主的血了,
body of, and the blood of the Lord.
人再要自己,
that's why we have to examine ourselves.
然后吃着饼, 饼喝着杯,
and then take the bread and the cup.
因为人喝, 七喝, 若不分别是主的身体,
if you not know that this is the body of our Lord,
主的血就是吃喝自己的罪了,
you are drinking and eating your own sins.
所以我invite, 请大家参与这个团契, 但是你还没有受死成为, 主的门徒, 我们等, 你们要等这个, 受死以后, 再参与这个团契。
I invite everybody who have been baptized to partake on the cup and the bread. On the night he was betrayed,
拿起饼来,
he took the bread,
倾泻了,
he gave thanks,
说这个是我的身体,
he said, this is my body,
为你们而死,
given for you.
你们要每逢喝这饼,
do this for this,
要纪念我,
in remembrance of me.
我们一起用饼,
let's take the bread.
饭后,
after the meal,
主照样的拿起杯来,
he took the cup,
说这个是我的血,
he said, this is my blood,
为你们立的心愿,
a new covenant for you.
你们每逢喝杯的时候,
as you take the cup,
要如此行,
do it in remembrance of me.
纪念我, 我们一起用杯。 我们再上第二节。
是真叫我生命
When come ye, so
Amen.
感谢你赐给我们话语，成为我们心中的欢喜快乐。今天我们求我们的父神，真是与大家都同在，在感恩的季节，我们回算和数算我们的恩典，真是数算不尽。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、父神的慈爱和圣灵的交通感动和引领，与众弟兄姊妹同在，从今时直到永永远远。 아멘.
各位请坐。我就有几件事情报告，望周报你们可以自己看啦。那个这个下个礼拜是王洪仁教授来这里讲到，王提先领会。礼拜三的祷告会是梁弟兄做分享 ，Cherry 领司。礼拜五的时候，我们还是继续查罗马书。 路传道继续带领我们查罗马书。Amy， 你是负责领事的。